Hopefully you've had some things to say about what you love about your church. What have you been saying to each other? That's it. Nothing to say. It's actually something worth hearing when you come here. Wow. Affects you in terms of sometimes the word repentance gets a bad rap, as though the world won't want to hear about repentance. But actually, a change of life, the world is really hungry for that, actually. Go into a newsagent's and just look at all the magazine covers. They're just telling you, be new, be a different person, declutter your life, get the 6-minute abs, you know, completely transform your wardrobe, be new, be new, be new. Like, the whole world is being told to be new, but no one has the power to do it. And yeah, so that's what I love about my church. Actually, there's power to live a new life, and we're all helping each other along that path. Friendship, fellowship, support. Yep. Mm. It's an extended family, yeah. Yeah. It's the old African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child, but actually, the reason why we say it's an African proverb and not a Western proverb is because there just aren't that many examples of it happening in Western culture, but actually church is hopefully a place where it's a village that raises a child. It's, yeah, and that's striking. Let me just finish with, you know, I'm not a very good owner of cars. I've been the sixth and final owner of a series of cars and finished them off. But there was one that had a particularly catastrophic kind of failure on the M23, actually, and I put it into the garage on the Friday. Didn't know how much it was going to cost, and we didn't tell anybody in the church that, you know, the car had broken down or anything. But on Sunday evening, after the Sunday evening service, we came home and somebody had put an All Souls envelope, and it just had All Souls on it, no other markings. And inside there was £400. I was like, oh, amazing. Like, someone from All Souls has given us £400. And the next morning I phone up the mechanic and I says, well, what's the damage? He says, you're not going to like this. I reckon it'll cost you £400. And I said, let me tell you a funny story. And what was interesting is I was expecting him to get goosebumps about, the 400 figure matched the 400 figure. Oh, what a great God, right? He wasn't so bothered about that. Like, he was just coming back, like, seriously? These strangers just gave you £400. I was like, oh, yeah, no, All Souls, they're amazing. You should come. He said, I think I might. And I like to hope that there's 10% of that that's not just self-focused, but it just doesn't happen in the world, does it? Just that level of love for the saints that just... We talk a big game on Facebook about how we should love one another, but where do people actually sacrificially give to one another and serve one another? Actually, in church, it's incredible. That's what I love about my church. You know, all the guys in church helped this single mother move in, and, you know, we've been running meals around to this new mum over here, and we're, you know, the love that we show for one another is just an incredible. My wife's family, they're not believers, but the way they've seen, even though they're in Belfast and we're here, they know we're very well taken care of by our church family. It's just the most incredible witness. And actually, my wife's mother started going to church just off the back of that kind of witness. That's what I love about my church, is very precious in evangelism. So we've now got 4 sentences up our sleeve. That's what I love about Jesus. That's what I love about being a Christian. I couldn't have coped with X without Jesus. That's what I love about my church. And you can actually turn these into questions for your friend. You can say, that's what I love about Jesus. Well, what do you make of Jesus? That's the very essence of evangelism, isn't it? What do you make of Jesus? And the conversation will go off on tangents, and you can just bring it back. No, but what about Jesus? And they can ask you all sorts of questions about the Christian faith that you don't know the answer to, that I don't know the answer to. That's okay. You can bring it back to Jesus. You can say, I don't know, but it's Jesus that's captured my heart. That's why I'm a Christian today. I don't know the answer to 1,000 questions, but I trust Jesus with them. What do you make of Jesus? Just keep bringing it back to that. That's what I love about being a Christian. can I briefly explain Christianity to you? Do you ever do that in a conversation?
You'd be there for hours.
You could. You could. Or you could just play a 3-minute video called 3-2-1. No. Other brands are available. But what's that? So you could do that. Or you could say, you know, could I give you a book? It'll take you under an hour to read. Have you ever thought about it since becoming an adult? Have you ever thought about it since becoming an adult? I always add that sentence in because people always want to say, I did religious education at school, as though that would have helped them. You know, have you thought about these things since becoming an adult? Well, would you read this book? We could talk about it. Or could I show you this video? And then we could talk about it. Stepping back from the back and forth and giving the bird's eye view for 5 minutes is really, really important. I couldn't have coped with X without Jesus. How do you cope when life is hard? And be interested and get into that conversation. That's what I love about church. Do you want to visit mine? I'll cook you lunch afterwards, and you can tell me how much you hated it afterwards. But do you want to come? Why not? Why not? You can do that, can't you? This is a good church to invite people into. You know, it's not the biggest hurdle. And if you've been loving your friends, and you put yourself into that kind of invitation, not just, do you want to come to church and just let it slide, but, you know, it really mean a lot to me. We've got a special service coming up, and it really mean a lot to me if you came along. I'll cook you lunch afterwards. You can tell me what you thought about it afterwards. Church really is God's evangelistic strategy for the world. Let's not be ashamed of it. Let's include it, put it front and center in our evangelism. So there we go. We've got our four sentences up our sleeve. We've got our four questions, and we're good to go. Any final comments, thoughts, queries, questions, words of personal testimony? Yeah. Okay. I will send the slides through so you can have them. Good. And Melissa's been taking very neat notes as well, so you can all copy from her. So, good. Shall I pray for us, or do you want to pray for us? Shall I pray for us? Let me pray for us. And perhaps we can bring to mind that person we thought about recently, that person we thought about who's not yet a Christian, that person we'd love to see come to Christ. I'm sure there's many on our minds, but perhaps we can bring to mind one or two. And Father, we thank you so much for the goodness of the good news. We thank you for Jesus, who met us in a pit of our own making. And we thank you that when we were helpless, when we were happily sinning and justifying ourselves and sinning some more, he bent down and picked us up. He got himself dirty. He took on all our filth and sin. He absorbed all our debts. He took them to that cross and he paid them in full. We thank you so much for Jesus, who has loved us to hell and back. And we thank you that he's risen again and he's given us his spotless righteousness. He's given us his Spirit. He's given us adoption into your family. He's given us an eternal inheritance. He's given us himself. We thank you so much for Jesus. Would you fill our hearts with him by your Spirit? Give us a deeper and deeper appreciation of Jesus and of our oneness with Jesus. And from the overflow of our hearts, help our mouths to speak. Feebly and falteringly, our words will come, we'll trip over them, we'll get things wrong. But Father, help us by your Spirit to speak of Jesus and give us the joy of seeing people come to know the same Jesus for themselves. We think of these friends of ours that we've brought to mind. And we pray earnestly, Father, would you open their eyes? Would you show them Jesus? Would you overwhelm them with your love? Would you wake them up to their predicament? And would you help us to say words into their situation? Words that by your Spirit you make eternally effective. Lord, give us joy in this work, that we might rejoice in Christ together and together with these friends that we've been thinking about. Lord, help us in this and teach us all the good things that we have in Christ as we share him with the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Great. Well, a huge thank you to Glenn. I've loved this evening and last week as well. What I've loved mostly is, Glenn, that you've explained the gospel to us. Again, you've taken us through it, and it has just hit my heart again. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful thing to hear again. So thank you so much, Glenn. Let's show our appreciation, please, for Glenn. It is a great gospel we've got, and of course we need to go out and let's be using those questions and using those things that Glenn has been teaching us. And we will get out those things. We'll get it out on a bit of paper so that we can all take them away and remember them and put them into practice. Do also grab Glenn's book, which I've forgotten the name of it. Love Story, that's it. Thank you, Love Story, which I have read and is very good. And many of you bought it last time, but there are some more there. They're £1 each. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I could have said anything by the sounds of it. Glenn will pay you £1 for each one that you buy. Do buy them. They're great to read. It is a really well-written book. Great to buy, read, and then give away as well, particularly over Easter. So do buy them as well. Please do help to clear up. And can I encourage you, next time you meet with some Emmanuel folks who weren't here, to encourage them to listen to the talks. Ken, we've recorded, haven't we? We have. So they can listen to them if they go online on the website. We'll get them on there so they can listen to them and catch up with us. So do encourage others to get on there as well. Brilliant. Thank you very much for coming along this week and last week. And please do help clear up. Do also grab Glenn afterwards as well if you'd like to ask him any questions. Thank you.